First of Chronicles, chapter 13. David consulted with the captains of thousands and hundreds, and he said to all the assembly of Israel, "If it seems good to you, and if it is of Yahweh our God, let us send abroad everywhere to our brothers in all the land of Israel, with whom the priests and Levites are in their cities that have suburbs, that they may gather themselves to us. Let us bring again the ark of our God to us, for we didn't seek it in the days of Saul." So he says, if it seems good to you, and if it is of Yahweh, I think that's the equivalent of saying God willing. And James says we should say about all our plans, if the Lord will or God willing. It's a bit embarrassing saying that sometimes when you're with people who aren't believers, but I've found when I do say it, I've got into some really quite good conversations. I say, "Oh yeah, well, I'll see you tomorrow, God willing." They're like, "What did you say, mate?" "God willing." "Huh? Yeah." And you know, then you explain, "Yeah, look, that's what I say." And people are quite taken aback. I know it's a bit awkward and embarrassing sometimes, but it does help us, I think, to get into conversations with people. And they see that, yeah, we have a sense of God in our lives that they don't have. So, all the assembly said they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people, that's to bring the Ark of God back. So David assembled all Israel together to bring the Ark of God from Kiriath-Jearim. David went up and all Israel to Baala, that is to Kiriath-Jearim, to bring up from there the Ark of Yahweh God. They carried the Ark of God on a new cart and brought it out of the house of Abinadab, and Uzzah and Ahio drove the cart. David and all Israel played before God with all their might with songs, harps, and trumpets. When they came to the threshing floor of Chidon, Uzzah put forth his hand to hold the ark, for the oxen stumbled. The anger of Yahweh was kindled against Uzzah, and he struck him, because he put forth his hand to the ark, and there he died before God. Well, they weren't supposed to put the ark on wagons. They were supposed to have it carried by the Levites, and particularly the sons of Kohath. That's why the ark had these rings in the side of it, and they were supposed to put the staves through the rings and carry it on their shoulders. You could say that God's being a bit strict here, because after all, they made a new cart for it. They didn't just use any old cart. They made a brand new one. Did the very best. And it was so embarrassing for David. He gathered all Israel together, and there they were singing and praising. And it's pretty hard to travel in those days, and people had come from all over the land. And then it's like the show went wrong. God struck Uzzah dead. On one hand, David understood that you don't have to keep the letter of God's law. He himself acted as a priest at times when he was not from the tribe of Levi, he was from the tribe of Judah. And he realized when he was on the run from Saul that you don't actually need to go into the sanctuary of God to know the presence of God. You can be in the presence of God wherever you are. And yet, God, I think, acted like this because David had let that mentality go too far, to think that, yeah, well, we can just serve God how we think best. So this was to stop him. It's not often that you get these incidents in the Bible where God acts, as it were, very strictly. Most of the time you read of his endless patience and desire to compromise with people so that he might, by all means, have relationship with people. But occasionally you do read of these incidents. You think of the old prophet in 1 Kings 13 who was told after he'd given the message to the king, "You mustn't go back by the way you came and you mustn't eat anything." And another prophet says to him, "Oh no, no, I've had a word from the Lord. You come back to me and eat at my place." And he does, and he's killed by a lion. Well, that seems rather tough. But I think these incidents happen and are recorded in the Bible just here and there to remind us that God is a holy God. You think of Ananias and Sapphira, they told a lie. They exaggerated how much money they were giving to God. And you might think, yeah, but they were giving money to God after all. Okay, so they lied about it a bit. Wouldn't have been a big lie, I don't suppose, because it had to look reasonably credible, believable. But God struck them both dead. And these things are just here and there scattered throughout the Bible, I think, to remind us that God does see and know all things, and the wages of sin is death. And just to remind us that although he's very gracious and loving, his grace and patience is all the more wonderful, because actually every little sin does deserve death, because there's no such thing as a little sin in the final analysis. So David was displeased because Yahweh had broken forth on Uzzah. David was upset about this. He probably thought, well, yeah, we were doing the best thing that we could. But, you know, God was pretty tough. So he called that place Perez Uzzah to this day, the breach against Uzzah. David was afraid of God that day, saying, how shall I bring the Ark of God home to me? He's thinking, well, God's so righteous and touchy, as it were. I don't know how I can do this. So David didn't move the Ark to him into the city of David, but carried it into the house of Obed-Edom, the Gittite. And the Ark of God remained with the family of Obed-Edom in his house 3 months. And Yahweh blessed the house of Obed-Edom. Now, Obed-Edom means the servant from Edom. So maybe he wasn't an Israelite. And it says he was from Gath, the Gittite or Gathite. And that's where Goliath was from. This was a Philistine town. So this man was a Gentile who'd come to worship the God of Israel. And yet he had more insight than David did. This man, who was just an Edomite servant, and he was from Gath, where the Philistines were, he has the ark in his house for 3 months. He thought, no, I can look after this. I will respect God, I will fear God, and do the right thing, and serve God in this way. So Yahweh blessed him because of that. So again, you see how God likes to use obscure people who may be despised by others as Gentiles or servants or from Gath or the Philistines. He uses all sorts of obscure little people in his purpose and blesses them. And that is who you and I are, these obscure little people who want to serve God.